Suffering from seasonal irritants? As the pollen count rises, support your immune system with Quiksilver Scientific Cystaid, a targeted blend of nutrients and botanicals designed to help maintain healthy histamine balance and everyday comfort. Quiksilver Scientific Cystaid works with your body's natural response to seasonal environmental challenges, so you can feel your best all season long. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cabernet, Pinot Grigio. Sometimes I like a little Chardonnay. You know, that's my favorite. You feel me?
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. Hey, I didn't even know y'all was listening. Hey, that's on me, you know?
You guys. See, that's the problem.
Now, y'all probably thinking to yourself, why in the world is he starting off listing some of his favorite wine flavors? Well, you guys, I'm glad you asked.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn.
As the going on three-year hiatus from Rosalia. Hopefully I'm saying her name right. Rosalia? I believe I am. Anyways, first time we've covered her, which we've covered her a plethora of times. But the first time was in 2023. So we covered her in January 27, 2023, March 24th of 2023, June 9th of 2023. And then guess what? In the year of 2026, this is my first time covering her since then.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
And I'm pleased to do so, as when it comes to Rosalia, I definitely enjoy her style of music, especially the piano-driven ballads, because, you know, as a hip-hop fanatic, I really am intrigued by the way that hip-hop has taken piano ballads and just completely glorified gun violence with it. You know what I'm saying?
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
So it's nice to hear Rosalia over some piano-driven ballads without the threat of having to be digitally shot by the artist you're listening to.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
Now, with that out the way, safe to say, the new release from Rosalia titled Sauvignon Blanc, hopefully I'm saying it right, as when it comes to the Blanc aspect of the pronunciation, I think I got that correct. But her album that came out 2025 titled Lux, L-U-X, I did not cover that, but of course, did want to catch huge Rosalia connoisseurs up to speed, as in 2023, when we was covering her a lot, right? She won a Grammy for Best Latin Rock / Alternative Album. And it was for the album Moto Mami, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. And she was named inaugural producer of the year at Billboard Woman in Music. I had to make sure I was saying that right. I didn't even know that was a thing, but hey. In 2025, she released her fourth album, of course, Lux, as you said, in November of 2025, more specifically. Of course, once again, the piano-driven ballads are back, the orchestra, the overall classical vibe. And of course, when she was the most streamed female Spanish language album debut on Spotify. I know it sounds like an ESPN fun fact, but guess what? We do dive into analytics over here. You know what I'm saying? I do call myself that for a reason. Anyways. 2026, you would be pleased to know that all the Rosalia avid fans out there can now see her live. As she just announced a major 42-day global tour across Europe, North and South America, set for, I actually don't know when the tour is happening. I do know she's in Euphoria Season 3, so you know, do have the information which you will. But the Lux Tour, it starts March 2026, so this year, of course. Coming up soon, make sure to get your tickets. It's not like a promo. I'm just letting you know, if you're a huge fan, I want to see it. You know what I'm saying? Don't just tell me.
Woo-dee-doo.
I said, don't just tell me.
Woo-dee-doo.
You got to actually show me you're a fan of Rosalia. Now, anyways, March 2026 is when this tour kicks off. And like I said, she's going across 17 countries. Safe to say, she's about to be racking up the mileage. So, as far as North America, she will be stopping in Miami, New York, and Los Angeles. When it comes to the messy side of things,
Shepherd,
I know, a crazy pivot, right? We have to get to the messy side of things, because right now, Sauvignon Blanc is currently one of the most played tracks in the world, to the point where I actually had the future chart analytics, but I can't find it right now. But I actually have another chart. You know, I have multiple sources. You know, we don't do fake news around here. But anyways, as far as Rosalia, safe to say she is affecting the masses in a way that we didn't even think was possible. As when you look at Sauvignon Blanc that just released, mind you, it is currently the fourth most played music video in the world, number one in the United States, number 10 in Brazil, and number 10 in Mexico. So as far as people really gravitating towards her piano ballads, her orchestral style and approach to music, people really connect with this in a way that you cannot imagine. Which brings me back to my drama point.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn.
These fans are so into artists nowadays. Some would call it parasocial, but because the way that Rosalía opened up about her past relationship, people was all ears because they love drama, right? So now that I covered the music, you know, I usually don't dive into drama, but it is a part of Rosalía's rollout, or not rollout, but basically her experience as she went on the Special People Club podcast to talk about how her partnership with, I think his name is, let me make sure I get this right, because I don't want to say it was the engagement to Rauw Alejandro, right, in March 2023. And that was revealed in her music video, Beso, and part of the joint album, or joint EP, RR. And with that being said, she already obtained her wedding dress, and apparently there was a breakup confirmed. I'm not going to speculate on why it happened, but let's just say Rosalía took it pretty hard, right? And during her appearance on the Special People podcast, she basically talked about the relationship, the overall reconnection they had 1 week after the breakup. I'm not going to get into that. But then she says that she did leave again and she never returned. Oh,
you guys.
Sad day in history for love, man. Maybe they was meant for each other. Anyways, so as far as the lyrics, as far as what she's actually going through, some would say, you know, the lyrical reference as far as quote unquote, well, quote, emotional terrorist, another quote, national heartbreaker. Who in the world could she be talking about?
You guys. See, that's the problem.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's why I dove into the drama. Because, you know, not usually. This whole platform is strictly about talking about music and this notorious Mass Effect, right? But the drama aspect definitely adds to her overall lyrical consumption by her fans if they're more invested into what she's actually referring to, or if she's actually referring to Rauw Alejandro. So now, with the new single, Sauvignon Blanc, and the music video attached to it, safe to say this is the third visual from the campaign. And of course, this is going to lead straight into her tour. A lot of people are getting ready to watch her on tour, because I don't think she's been on tour in a minute, right? This is definitely one of the biggest tours I've seen announced in this year alone. I mean, we're only 2 months in, but you get the point. So Rosalía going on this tour is definitely going to have a huge variety of fans popping out, especially going to exactly 17 countries. That's actually insane. As once again, she's going to Europe, North America, South America, the Caribbean, Miami, New York, and Los Angeles. So shout out to Rosalía, notoriously affecting the masses once again after 2 to going on 3 year hiatus as far as the entire body of work. And she's still out here racking up awards as far as her fans wanting and clamoring for her 42-date global tour that was just announced. And don't forget, she will be in HBO's Euphoria Season 3. So do have the information what you will. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Rosalía and her latest track, Sauvignon Blanc? And, you know, at the end of the day, I have to ask. For the little Timmies, don't answer this because it's illegal. But for those who are of age, what is your favorite wine flavor?